Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Big Al, real quick, before we launch into Bone Pick Monday.
Yeah.
Al, it's Matt, the pest control rep. He's the guy that keeps texting us.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks, buddy.
Your table's either dry wood termites or powder post beetles. I promise you, burn the apartment down. It's the only way.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I thought you still had to burn down your house because of the fly problem.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to have a bone pick Monday with the flies, but
yes. This
weekend.
Got the flies under control?
We got the flies under control.
All right, you
all,
won.
All those traps worked.
Okay, good.
My bug assault rifle still hasn't come in yet, so I didn't get to use that quite yet. But
maybe they'll come back and you get to use it.
Hopefully, yeah. So we got the flies taken care of.
All right, good deal.
Yeah. So we'll launch into Bone Pick Monday right now, though.
Bone, 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 bone.
Pick. So you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us what bone you have to pick with people on this Monday. Get it off your chest.
All right.
Because it's Monday. You don't want to go into work off feeling all angry.
No.
Once you talk about it, you usually don't feel as bad, right?
Vent a little bit.
Yeah. I have a bone to pick.
Go ahead, Kelly Raspberry.
With the police.
The popo.
Yes, I just have, really it's more of a question I have to pose to them.
Yeah.
Do you purposely drive below the speed limit just to see how many cars will stack up behind you?
Right.
I mean, come on. That has to be a little game you play.
Probably. I feel like they're sitting there with a smile on their face.
Because coming in this morning, there were not one but two police cars, and they were following. One was following the other, and they were purposely going.
Like
I know they were
an hour
below the speed limit.
Yeah.
Because I was in the back of this long line, like, what is going on up there? And I finally, move around. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah,
nobody's
going to
pass the police officer.
Have you ever, you've never gotten gutsy enough to where I'm like, I go the speed limit and I will pass them.
If I know I'm going the speed limit, then I'll pass them.
Maybe
but
a mile
you still feel
or two
kind
more
of icky about it. You're like, this isn't good. This isn't good.
I do it with a clenched butt when I pass a police officer.
Yeah. I wonder if they ever mess with us.
I bet they do.
Of course
they
do.
Yeah. I bet they do.
Let's just see what will
happen.
Yeah, you're allowed to go the speed limit and pass police officers up.
I do love the police.
Of course.
If they want to mess with us,
I hate police.
No. If they want to have a little fun with us every once in a while, I'm okay with that.
It's okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
From the text, I have a bone to pick with my fiance.
Okay.
I'm trying to take a nice, quiet, relaxing shower, and she comes busting up in the bathroom to do who knows what and talk about who knows who. She could go all day without going in there, but as soon as I get in there to relax, she comes in. Yeah, I feel you.
Solid point, homie.
We want to be with you.
We could do without.
Take another time. That's our space. That's our me time.
And I feel this text right here. Got a bone to pick with anyone who thinks that Conor McGregor actually stands a chance in a professional boxing match with any fighter.
Wow.
Much less the best one ever to do it.
I don't think Conor McGregor has a chance, but I still may bet on him because the odds are so stacked against him. Like, if he did happen to win, I mean, I haven't looked at it, but I think it's like 300-1 or something. I mean, it's something crazy.
I'm putting money down just in case.
Yeah, you don't win any money betting on Mayweather.
No.
So why not?
You got to put in so much money just to get a dollar.
Yeah.
With Mayweather.
Like 390 or something.
Not worth it. What's up, Leanne?
Hello, Leanne.
Leanne?
Hello,
Leanne. Our phone, hold on, Leanne. Let me see if our phone broke again. Our phone's broken again.
Or is it?
No. That was Bone Pick Monday.
No.
I have a bone to pick with our dang phone.
Well, let's just read some more off the text, and maybe they can reboot it back in the back.
Yeah, we got a couple here from the text. Bone to pick with the 18-wheelers that drive side by side on the interstate and make you late for work. I can't go around those.
That scares me, actually.
Oh, or when they're one's in the right lane and one's in the left, and the only thing open is the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so scary. It's so scary.
Yeah, it is.
I saw one.
Gun it.
I saw one. I have such an issue with the texting. But I've seen the guys in the big trucks doing it.
Everybody's guilty, right?
Just texting. How can you know? Well, I mean, I'm not saying they don't, but how can you see up there to see that they're texting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, well, when you drive by them, you could see up in their door, and I saw this guy full on just texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see him kind of swerving, but at times I think they're just so big to drive that you at times will swerve. But no, when you look up and they're sitting there on their phone the whole time. My bone pick.
All right. Let's try the phone again.
Well, we haven't reset it yet.
Oh, okay.
Do you think, like, the weather knows that you got a car wash?
Yes.
Every time. And I don't even get a car wash nearly as often as I should because I'm so beat down.
Uh-huh.
I've been out of town. My car is, like, covered in flowers and sap and sticky stuff. I go get a car wash. Beautiful out. 5 minutes later, the sky just, it wasn't even in the forecast, just pours.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't
Why does this happen?
Mother Earth.
Only, only when you get the car wash.
Mother Earth.
Or the birds. I think birds even see you when you come out of the car wash.
They just know.
They just know, hey, look at it. There's one.
Oh, yeah, they'll drop one on you.
Booyah.
Kelly, Jacob wrote us and said, as a police officer, yes, we do that.
I love you. I knew it.
It's always funny to see who will be brave enough to pass us.
I knew you did that.
I pass, but I'm confused. Like, I'm going to speed limit. I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
What's happening here? Is this a trick?
Follow-up question. Do you respect us for passing you?
Like, mad props.
Mad props, bro. Finally, you did
confident.
It.
She's not doing anything wrong. She's confident. Yeah.
All right, Kid Nation. Looks like we're going to have to reset our phone lines here.
Sorry,
our phones were a little... That's what happens on a Monday.
Bone pick with the phones.
Yeah, Diana, as she has a bone to pick with Monday.
Okay.
Why'd you have to get here so soon?
I know that's right, Diana.
So we'll try to get the phone lines fixed. We'll take your calls after we get those fixed. And we got to get into the bone Kelly has to pick with Alan.
Uh-oh.
That took place over
so
the weekend.
So soon? It's just been 2 weeks.
I don't think it's even Alan's fault.
Wait, maybe it is.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Pick. All right, we got the phone lines all set up now.
Sweet.
Yeah, they got fixed. They were reset. And we're going to try them now. Bone Pick Monday. Who do you have a bone to pick? We'll ask you here. Ellen, let's see if our phones are working. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
First phone call of the day.
Yeah, we're so excited right now.
Oh, gosh. I had a bone to pick today with somebody that stole my credit card and went on a wonderful shopping spree in Houston. You know, obviously, I was not in Houston. And so they had a great time on my dime.
Ooh, how much did they spend?
Well, luckily, you know, unfortunately, this has happened to me before. And so I had a daily spending limit already set up.
Okay.
So they only hammered me for $500.
Oh, that's not bad. Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
But still a hassle to deal with.
It's a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, those jerks. Hopefully you get it all set up there, Ellen. I'm sorry that happened to you. Bone pick Monday. I have a bone to pick with a dude this weekend.
Oh.
It was a cool dude. He looked like he played probably some basketball back in the day. Tall guy.
Yeah.
So I give him the, what's up, bro? He goes, what's up, little man? I was looking around like maybe there's a kid behind me. Like, me? Did you just little man me?
Yeah, he little man you.
What's up, little man? Did it ever get scary?
little man.
What's up, little man?
Call me little man.
I'm going to start calling you that.
Yeah, little man.
Haley wrote us and said, when your own mother-in-law charges you to watch her grandson, bone pick Monday.
Well, he must be a bad grandkid.
Isn't that what your parents are for? Like, mother-in-laws are supposed to watch
it
for free.
You can't abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
People do abuse the grandparent as a babysitter.
Family.
I know, but you got to
take advantage, man.
I know.
You got to pay them in some way, right?
Right.
Oh, love. I paid you with grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I paid you with. Beautiful, beautiful grandchildren. Hey, Marcus.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Nothing much. Just headed to work.
What's your bone pick?
Man, I got a bone to pick with people that don't use their turn signals on the highway.
Yeah.
Like changing lanes all willy-nilly.
Yeah. Yes, it seems like every time I'm headed to work or coming back, especially when I'm coming back and just want to get home, somebody's on right next to me, and then they either want to cut me off. And I think that's the worst thing. When they're right next to you, you know they're going to cut you off. You know they're going to switch into your lane. And they just don't have their turn signal on, man. It bothers me so much.
Oh, it makes
me
so mad. How about this one, Marcus? When you're driving on the street and somebody turns into the shopping center without using the turn signal and you almost hit them, you honk at them. They're like, what? What? I almost hit you because you didn't use your turn signal, man. Thanks, Marcus.
And I get a little irritated. I got a bone to pick with the people that don't get a thank you wave.
Yeah.
I just let you over into my lane. So just give a little.
Yeah, and it puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
It puts me in a good mood. I wave, you wave.
It's like a polite
hello.
Thing to do, yeah.
Just give them a nice little piece like, thanks,
hey,
bro.
Thanks, yeah.
Appreciate you letting me cut in this
and
traffic.
Even if your windows are tinted, just go ahead and give the thank you wave just to make sure.
Just to make sure, Al.
You know,
just be nice to other people. Helena?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your bone pick?
I have a bone to pick with Chili's.
Oh, I love Chili's. What'd they do?
What happened?
Well, I ordered skillet queso, and they brought me skillet frijoles. They brought me bean dip instead of cheese dip.
They brought you bean dip instead of cheese dip.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you were looking forward to the cheesy goodness. Instead, you got bean goodness.
Did they swap it out when you let them know?
No, they argued with me. They told me that's what I ordered. Ooh. They said, you ordered skillet queso. I said, but this is not cheese. This is beans. And they insisted. They even got the manager involved. And he's like, no, that's what you ordered. And so when I got home that evening, I looked it up on their online menu. And it's actually a picture of bean dip, but it says skillet queso. But the description says cheese dip with seasoned beef. There was no cheese. There was no beef.
All beans.
Wait, but all
this
of these
needs to be
things.
Rectified.
This woman went home and looked
Helena,
it up.
Helena, all of these
she
things
knew she
sound
was right.
Good.
Yeah, Helena was right.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was no cheese, no beef. That sounds
and
good.
I like bean dip, but see, I had my grandson with me, and he loves cheese dip.
I get it.
Hey, did you at least not put too much weight on the chip?
No, too much weight on the chip. No, we do not do that.
Okay, now don't put too much weight on that chip.
Right.
Because then you just leave them in there.
I want to try this skillet frijoles.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. Oh, nice. Jenna, shout out.
Oh. I want to go to Chili's and get
Spanish
that,
for us.
What do they have, that big sandwich at Monte Cristo?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't had one of those in years. I'm going by Chili's today. Okay, thank you.
Is it Chili's or TGI Fridays, though?
I think it's Chili's. I think it's Chili's, Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, we have a rebuttal here.
That's a deep-fried ham and cheese,
oh,
right?
Oh, so good with jelly.
And powdered sugar.
Oh, it's so good.
Hold on. No, we had a caller earlier or a text that was complaining about the truck drivers.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, we have a truck driver that would like to pick a bone with the texter.
Okay.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
All right, what's your bone to pick?
Well, they text about two drivers when they're next to each other makes them late for work. Well, yeah. For one, they should have left earlier. But,
but I hear you.
I've been a truck driver 18 years. But, like, nowadays they have a lot of us trucks governed almost the same speed. So when you try to pass another truck driver... Well, they can be idiots, too. The one on the right-hand lane won't slow down, so the one in the left-hand lane can pass them.
Right.
So, like, some states even have you got so many miles to pass somebody or you can get a ticket for
right.
it. Yeah,
wow.
It's not us, but, yeah, they can leave earlier, so they won't be late for work.
That's right.
Time, though.
That's what I don't understand, though, when two big trucks are going the same speed and one's in the passing lane.
Yeah, because it's just a hair faster than the one in the right-hand lane, but the one in the right-hand lane, these new truck drivers are not teaching anything out here.
That's right.
I feel you.
Do you feel like the new school drivers are disrespecting the old school drivers, Brenda?
Oh, they're not even truck drivers. They're just
I feel you.
What are you driving? Yeah. Peterbilt? Kenworth?
Kenworth.
Yeah. Kenworth. Oh,
what are you hauling?
It's a good truck.
Oh, some kind of product somewhere else.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She doesn't ask any questions.
Covert.
She doesn't ask any questions.
Brenda, it's okay
to say. Point B.
Yeah. It's okay to say none of your business, some JC. That's what I'm hauling.
That's like a covert truck driver.
I like Brenda. Brenda, have a great day. Be safe.
Hey, you too, hon.
Yeah, hey, blow the horn for us right quick, Brenda.
Do what?
Blow the horn for us right quick.
Do what? I hope somebody heard Brenda out there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some of my funnest memories are in the family car. Yeah. Doing the arm up and down, trying to get the truck driver.
Throwing your shoulder out.
JC, what if she said chicken batter?
Chicken batter?
Like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Oh, what is that, meth? The code word?
No, don't worry about it.
That's what they were what they were hiding it in, battered, fried chicken batter buckets.
Bone to pick with J.C. Chavez, shake my head.
What?
How you gonna miss the piñata? You failed to represent our people. Shake my head. As a fellow Jose, I feel only right that I should be the one to revoke your Mexican card.
Whoa.
You whiffed the piñata?
Ring the bell of shame.
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 Yeah, Friday after the show.
I had my eyes closed, and it was that little, it was the sucker. It was tiny, yeah. So my eyes were closed.
Yeah, and you had been spun around.
Yeah, I had been spun around.
Dizzy.
Yeah.
You did dizzy spins.
Sometimes Mexicans miss piñatas. It happens. It wasn't as bad as the intern who almost knocked George out.
Yeah, right.
She let go of the sucker, and it almost knocked him. We do have to get into the poll that Kelly put up this weekend.
I wish we could do an exact poll instead of just having to read comments. Oh, that'd make my life a lot easier.
I think you guys did it just right. Why are Kelly and Alan bone picking each other?
Oh, man.
Or maybe mostly Kelly?
The honeymoon's over already.
Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat Shazam. We're about 15 minutes away from playing that. We'll tell you when to call. All you got to do is tell us what song we played for you before Shazam identifies it, and you'll score $1,000.
All right.
Yeah, just one little round of play gets you that $1,000. But Kelly Raspberry.
Is she married now?
Of course she's married
now.
She's married now.
Hello, I'm Alan.
To Alan. And that means they have now put everything together. They moved in.
Yes, we're combining households.
Combining households, which means you have two or three or four of everything now.
It's shocking how much you can accumulate. Yeah. And when it's just you, I mean, I've been single for so many years. I just kept stuff because I could.
Yeah.
I didn't have to make room for anybody else. And, you know, he was in a two-bedroom apartment, even though he had three kids. You know, it's crazy how much stuff he had.
Yeah.
And, of course, he said, the funny thing is suddenly everything you own is, like, the best.
Of course.
And the other person's stuff is all crap.
So,
it doesn't matter what it is. Your stuff is crap. My stuff's better.
So, you guys have to do that with couches, with your silverware.
Everything.
Bedroom furniture.
Everything. So, we both realized we need to get rid of the sofas. We got a new sofa. Right now, our big contention is the sleeping arrangements.
Yeah.
Why?
I have a beautiful bedroom set that I've had for years. When I bought it from the man, he said, you're going to pass this down to your grandchildren.
Whoa.
This is one of those sets. But it's a queen size. And Alan says, we are just too big. We're too big. And I've offered to every time I offered to say, okay, let's sell the bedroom set and we'll get a new one. No. And then last night, oh my God, I can't even turn over. Every time I turn over, I'm about to fall out of the bed. I'm like, I've offered to sell this, you know, and we're only 2 weeks in and we're fighting about the sleeping arrangements. So I've got to sell the bedroom set. So if anybody wants to buy a really nice bedroom set,
queen size.
Well, it's big furniture. I'm a big person. I want a big furniture.
Okay.
So anyway.
So what caused you to go to social media to...
This was his brilliant idea.
He's really into social media.
I'm like, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
We're having to make all of our stuff fit in the kitchen. And you think you have all this cabinet space until you start shoving stuff in there. You're like, I don't have anywhere to put anything. So he has a set of silverware. I have a set of silverware. And I was like...
You don't have room for both?
No.
We don't. Really?
We really don't.
You're running out of room, dog.
So I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Whose is nicer?
That's what the problem is.
I think mine's nicer.
Of course you do.
And he thought.
Mine's nicer, and he thinks
it's better. Wait, so you only want eight forks?
That's the problem, Jenna, because I have two sets.
Yeah.
So I have the same pattern, but I have two sets. He has one set. But he said, well, put it online and let people decide who's the best. It's like, fine.
Yeah, but eight when you might have how many people eating one night? I don't know.
Oh,
I have a lot.
I want a lot.
Then you don't have to do the dishes after every dinner.
So Alan's pattern won.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm sorry, Kelly. And I voted as well.
But I'm not getting rid of my...
I was going to say, what are you doing with those forks?
I'm not... My dad saw this and he called me. He said, Kelly, if you're getting rid of that silverware, I will buy it from you.
You're not getting rid of it.
So I'm going to keep it somewhere, but just, I guess, not in the kitchen.
Watch it on kid TV.
And then he wanted
to fight me on the Corel. Okay, I've had the same Corel dishes.
What's Corel?
Corel is dishes.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to...
Corel Owens?
You cannot break Corel. You cannot break it. You can drop it on the floor. You can't break Corel. It's plain. There's nothing. It's just plain white dishes.
Uh-huh.
He likes his dishes to have a little something going on. Here's the argument. But these are This is Martha Stewart. It's exclusively at Macy's. That's his winning argument.
Exclusively at Macy's?
He knows where his dishes came from?
I don't.
I don't either.
I'm like, fine. Keep your Martha Stewart. I'm not getting rid of my Corel. My Corel is so... Because I'm like, all your Martha Stewart's going to break. It's going to break. And my Corel is going to be sitting there waiting. I'm going to put it in the attic, I guess.
Oh, man.
Man.
Oh.
The discussions you have to have when you get married.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a friend whose daughter's getting ready to go off to college. And she said, anything you don't need, you know, pass it to us. So we literally went through our drawers yesterday. We had like eight spatulas. It's like, why do we need eight spatulas?
You need like one or two.
We ended up keeping three. Because, you know, some are bigger than others. It's just
three.
We had
three's good.
All these. We had three whisks. Why do we need three whisks? Mm. We had three. Just random. We had so much of the same stuff over and over and over.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we spent the weekend doing.
My wife and I have somehow lost most of our spoons.
Well, that's what we were talking. We went to a birthday party, and this woman said the same thing. She said, our children keep throwing away the spoons. So she said she just goes to Target and buys random spoons.
Oh, you because think it's kids, my kids?
Yeah. Punch. That's what she said.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to my knives.
Your knives are gone, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any. I have one sharp knife.
To like cut a steak?
It's in my bedside table. Well, I was going to use it more as a defense.
Stabbing?
But yeah. But then I have to go get it if I ever need to cut anything. But gosh, knives are expensive.
They are.
And I haven't been married before, so I haven't gotten to register for anything. And a knife set is very pricey.
Yeah.
And you got to sharpen them. I found that out recently.
It helps.
I couldn't cut my steak with
my
knife.
But even a cheap knife set is expensive.
Yeah. Al did bring a knife sharpener into the relationship. Oh, and right now we're having the battle of the Keurigs. His Keurig is nicer than mine. We got to get rid of one of these Keurigs, you know.
Are you sure his is nicer?
Y'all need to call it on first world problem.
He told me it is. Well, that also does like espresso and stuff.
I'll buy yours because my mom needs one and she loves mine.
Oh, you can just have it.
I'll buy yours.
You can just have it.
Okay.
I'm not going to sell you.
I don't think any of my plates match. I guess I've been a bachelor too long because I have like three different sets of plates. I have like one of each maybe or two maybe of each. My silverware, I honestly don't think it matches.
My cereal bowls are still plastic.
Yeah. That's how you get plasticware.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Get good silverware.
Bowls?
Shh, don't say anything.
Cereal bowls. Oh, gosh. And what are you getting me?
And you know spoons. What? You're
what?
Spoons
you know
and cereal bowls.
I forget. I don't want it. I remember I don't want it. I don't remember what it is.
I know you don't want it, but
it was
you're going to get
odd.
It.
Oh, shh.
No. You don't have to remind
what?
Me.
Do the,
I remember what it is.
You don't even remember. Don't
I
remind
do remember
them.
What it is.
I don't remember, and I remember I don't want it, though.
Yeah, Jenna didn't want it, but she does want it.
Does y'all's glassware that you have in your cabinets have either Miller Lite or Coca-Cola on the side of it?
Mine does. Mine has Bud Light.
Mine has Miller Lite on it.
Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Plastic Taco Bell cups.
Yeah, that's
They're
what I'm
great.
Talking about.
Oh, those are the best. Too.
They're huge.
Yeah. It's a collection.
Right?
It's a good collection of Taco Bell cups. All right, so Kelly's got to tell me what I'm getting Jenna for Christmas this year, because I forgot.
I remember. it popped into my head.
What is it?
An automated trash can.
Oh,
I don't want it.
Remember motion sensor.
That's right. That's what I'm going to get you. All right, we got Beat Shazam coming up. We'll tell you when to call. Just identify the song before Shazam does. You'll score $1,000. That's happening next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, Beat Shazam is back on our show, and you could win $1,000 right now if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13 to take the first shot at guessing what song we play for you, and then we'll keep going until we get a winner.
Cool.
It's that simple. Identify the song before Shazam does, and you'll score your $1,000. I had a whoopsie-daisy over the weekend. In fact, I think most of my neighbors did.
They saw you naked?
No, not like that. So our friend had our neighbor had a birthday party.
Okay.
And
adult birthday or
yeah, it was
birthday.
An adult birthday. So they said, hey, try to see if you can get a babysitter. Come on over for some fun. They have a pool. Okay. We have fun at the pool.
Ooh, right. Adult fun.
And the slip and slide. The blow up slip and slide. Professional slip and slide.
Oh, a blow up one.
A blow up one.
I think it's like one you rent from like bounce house business.
Yeah,
so the whole slide itself is blown up a little bit.
Yeah, it's blown up. So it's about a foot and a half off the ground.
Oh, that's good. We
that's
used
good.
To use beer banners in college. It hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those hurt a lot. This one was feeling good. And then you put a little soap on it so you slide a little bit faster. And then at the end, you have roughly about 6 feet before you have a barricade. There's a wall right there.
Oh, so there's no pool at the end.
There's a slight pool, but not big enough to slow down anybody over 150 pounds.
Okay.
So we decided that we wanted to do awesome fast stunts on this slip and slide.
Well, of course.
And there was a point where I went down the slip and slide, and you realize I have zero control.
Yeah, you're flying.
I'm flying.
That's what I call a slip and slide.
You can try to turn your body, but it's not going to happen because it's so narrow that I slammed into the back of the wall head first.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And definitely had that loud crack in my ears because your neck is very close to your ears.
Mine is.
And I remember going underwater because there's a little bit and laying there and thinking to myself, this is going to be really embarrassing. if I cannot move my extremities right now.
Oh. Embarrassing. That's what you were worried about?
That's not, what I thought about.
Paralyzed?
Like, literally, like, there was like a little, like a shock went through my limbs, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Your first thought was embarrassment?
Yeah. I don't know why. I should have thought, oh man, I just screwed up my life.
I can't hold my children. Yeah.
Yeah, I should have thought of that, but I was like, man, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, you get embarrassed when you get hurt. Yeah.
This is so dumb. I'm laying here. And you try to get up and act like nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
But you know you did something to your neck.
You're trying to play it off a little bit. I got you.
And I think most of us did that, because if you go to my neighborhood the next day, we're all like the Walking Dead.
Everybody's too embarrassed to say that.
Everybody's living, man. You have fun at the party last? Oh, man, it was a blast. When inside we're going,
I'm hurting.
I hurt my neck.
All right, but everyone's okay.
Yeah, I think we're trying to do kid stuff. But we're adults.
Yeah.
That you.
My gosh, you skateboard right. down steep hills.
You got that one wheel.
The
thing.
One wheel.
Yeah. See, those I can control.
It's time to grow up.
I can control the skateboards. No, I can't control really. Myself going
I
down
there
the
was
smooth
something
surface.
Part of our contract that you weren't allowed to do things like that.
I know you.
I can't skydive.
You can't skydive.
Yeah.
It's not sanctioned.
Can't cliff jump. But between you and I. You know what I'm saying?
Wink, wink.
Mexico is fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we really not allowed to do that?
I don't
We're
think
not
so.
Allowed to do that.
Oh,
I was
good. That's
told
my
that,
excuse.
Yeah, that's my that was my excuse
yeah,
also in Mexico.
Too.
My contract forbids me from cliff jumping.
Yep. Anything that could potentially injure us really badly, we're not allowed to do.
And I can't drive over 64 miles an hour if my contract doesn't allow it.
Well, see? Good.
You drive so slow. I drive slow, Al. I do. I used to be a speed demon. And then the older I get, I do drive slow. I drive the speed limit, maybe 5-10 above sometimes. Al, you drive slower than anyone I know.
Mine's just from being years of limo driving.
Of course.
I was a cruiser. When I
love that you're not in a hurry. But I mean, you're driving so slow down the interstate when we leave work. You leave an hour before me. I see you out there.
I like to take in the view and look at the...
That's great.
Cows and stuff.
There were times when I lived by you where I would leave 10 minutes later and you would only be 2.5 miles down the road.
Yes, it's true.
Think of my time. I ain't in no hurry.
I don't know how you did it.
I'm in no hurry.
Sometimes I don't even wave because I'm embarrassed that I that I know him.
Oh, man.
No hurry.
All right, let's do a little Beat Shazam right here. We're all back right. with it. Took a little break from playing, and now we're back. Let's see. Our first caller.
All right.
Is you, Monica. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
You're call number 13. That means you get the first shot at guessing the song, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play you a song. Then you're going to hear it cut off. Don't worry. That just means Shazam has identified it at that point. I will then ask you to name that song, and if you do it accordingly, you get the $1,000, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. It's pretty easy. You
good
got
luck.
This. All right. Here is your song, Monica.
It's sad, you see, you make it me.
Name that song.
Complicated?
That is correct!
Oh my gosh!
Yay!
Look at
you!
I'm so excited.
All right,
$1,000,
girl.
$1,000, Monica.
Oh my god. I can't believe I never win anything.
Yeah, you do.
Well, now you have $1,000. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I should be going to Vegas next month, so that definitely could have come in handy.
Boom.
Yeah.
You're going to put it all on black?
On red.
Oh.
Always bet on black, girl.
No.
Yes.
What's wrong with red?
I always bet on black.
Bet on the raspberry.
Okay, don't bet all of it. That stressed me out for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it just for you.
Are you guys going for like a bachelorette party or something, or just for fun?
Oh, just for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Avril Lavigne's now your favorite artist, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Forever.
Forever and ever. Congratulations, Monica.
Thank you.
Yourself that $1,000.
Yay.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Do we get to play again tomorrow?
Yeah, we get to play again this whole week.
What?
Yeah, we're going to be playing.
All right.
Complicated also, the first, when my wife and I had our first kiss, that's what was playing.
Really?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
What a memory.
It is a great memory.
That you even remember that. You remember all those anniversaries.
Oh, yeah.
What song was playing when you and Alan first kissed, Kelly?
There wasn't a song playing. We were in the parking lot of a restaurant.
Yeah? Did he put the move on?
Yeah, he came in for a kiss, but I wasn't really expecting it, so I sort of started laughing and kind of ruined it.
Yeah, because you said he
and
waited.
And then I had to redo it.
He waited 3 or 4 dates,
fourth,
right?
Yeah, it was like the fourth date.
Yeah. Mine was the first date.
Kissed on the first date, huh?
Yeah. Well, we went hiking that day.
Ew. Sweaty kiss.
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, I think we showered and stuff, because then she came back over to the house later.
Oh.
And then this song came on, and in my head, I'm thinking this would be a great song to kiss to.
because it's so complicated.
Yeah. Well, what makes it a great song?
I don't know. I just felt like it was a good one. It was just
okay. Any song is a good song to kiss to if you can kiss.
Yeah.
You know.
She married them.
Was this when you were living in your car?
No, this was when I had moved into a fraternity house, Jenna.
Oh.
And they, during the summer, they only charged $90 a month.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah, because everybody would go back home. Normally, the rent was like $250 or $225. But during the summer, they knocked it down because everybody would leave to go back home. So they really needed people to stay back and at least watch over the house. So I took advantage of that $90 a month and moved in and lived on a bunk bed. When I took off the sheets, finally, when I moved out, I did realize that they got the we got the mattress from a dumpster, and there was definitely a lot of blood on the mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
Got the mattress from a dumpster?
Yeah.
Who gets a mattress from a dumpster?
A broke college student is what.
From a dumpster?
Yeah. I mean, it was next to the trash.
You should see college move-out day. When you put your stuff on the street or in the dumpster, people go through that day.
I got a futon from there.
It's crazy.
From when people were moving out, I got a futon.
A mattress.
A sofa. Yeah. Well, my roommate said, hey, I found a mattress. Do you want it? And I said, sure. So he brought it in, was nice enough to put it up on the bunk bed.
And that's when you saw the blood?
No, he put the sheets on it. I didn't see the blood until I moved out.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I probably would not have slept on it if I had seen the
probably
blood prior.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
So that's what made me have to change that one out for the futon that I found next to the trash. That one did not have blood on it.
But it was still next to a dumpster.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, Alan actually found a full set of solid wood chest of drawers.
See?
Next to a dumpster.
Chest of drawers, Al.
Yeah, I thought it was chest of drawers.
I thought it was chest of drawers too until I got older. But we're going to refinish them and put them in Michele's room, I think.
Yeah. Call us and
let us
know.
They're solid wood.
What you found in the dumpster.
Well, you know, people just don't want to mess with it. They're like, gosh, I don't, you know, I'm moving or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to deal with it. Just let somebody else have it.
It's not bad. I mean, if you can get it for free, why not?
The dumpster.
I don't want a bloody mattress.
I didn't either, but it definitely.
Don't save that. I don't want to hear it ever again.
It's making me gag thinking about it. Don't say it again. Don't say the word.
Kinsey was helping me move, and I remember when we took, all I can hear her saying was, no way.
Yeah, she'd been sleeping
you
on that.
Slept on that.
So would she.
Well, not according to her mom.
Oh, okay.
She had not.
No, she didn't.
She was staying at her friend. She was staying at Amanda's house. Jedi.
Think about how far you've come with your wife on a dirty dumpster mattress.
Yeah.
Probably a twin bunk. Yeah. To now you have what?
I have a bedroom.
A mini mansion.
I have a bedroom.
Yeah. You have a king.
I have a king.
Man,
yeah.
I gotta get a king.
It's a vibrating mattress, right?
Yeah, we got the vibration.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I told you the best thing I had was having a garage door opener.
Yeah?
That brought a little tear to my eye just hitting the button, opening it, and closing it.
That's what rich people had.
Yeah.
Yeah, garage door opener?
Yeah,
are you
man.
Kidding me? A motor opens my door? That's great.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we told you a Hunter fan was helping us out here with their contest. What are you the biggest fan of?
All right.
And the top 10 finalists are posted at kidnation.com.
I couldn't enter this, and I have so many things I'm a big fan of. Tom Hardy, Weezy, my pug, Lil Wayne, also my pug. But pugs, Halloween.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of a lot of things.
Scary stuff. Candy.
Your mom?
No, the sweets.
The sweets.
Oh, not your mom.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fan of candy, Jenna's mom.
Yeah.
Eminem. That HBO docuseries they're doing. Jimmy Iovine.
Iovine, yes.
Yes.
The Defiant Ones. It's like a 4-part or 5-part series.
Yeah.
And I heard that's really good. I want to get into that because they had the Eminem portion, or at least Eminem posted his, of how he met Dr. Dre and how his career got going. That would be mine. Al, what are you the biggest fan of?
Big fan of Blake Shelton. Big fan of karaoke. Big fan of old cars.
Yeah.
Big fan of my dog. I just... Golden Doodles in general.
Yeah. You like Golden Doodles?
Yeah, I am. What about you, Kel?
Boy bands, Britney.
Yeah.
Fried food. Got it.
Sausage.
Period.
Sausage.
That's it.
Well, we have the top 10 finalists posted on our website, and we need you to go vote for them.
Okay.
The voting's going through Sunday night at midnight central. The grand prize winner is going to win a $300 Hunter Fan credit courtesy of Hunter Fan, $3,500 Visa gift card courtesy of Hunter Fan. That's a value of $3,800 right there. And then we have two runner-ups. They'll get $300 Hunter Fan credit and a $200 Visa gift card. All courtesy of Hunter Fan.
So you can go vote, and some of them are funny because some submitted videos and some have photos showing that they're a huge fan. Like, I really want to see Christine.
Christine, she's the biggest fan of creamed corn.
Ooh.
Eat some corn.
And if you get it right, it's the best thing to eat.
Eat some corn.
Thank you, kid. How are you the biggest fan of creamed corn? I guess there's not many of you out there.
Tammy, I like it peppery.
Tammy said she's the biggest fan of the fire department.
Yeah, we know why.
The calendar.
Yeah, we know why you're a big fan of that. Yeah, we also. Wilhelm is a big fan of Alien Predator. I've never seen that movie.
The original Alien's great, yeah.
Allison's a big fan of Coca-Cola collectibles. What would that be? Like
memorabilia. Yeah, like
the bottles. Little gumball machine signs.
Yeah.
Christy Stone has something in common with my son. Biggest fan of Batman. Mm. That's kind of sexy. A girl's a big fan of Batman right there. My son told me last night he wishes he had Batman sheets.
Aww. What does he have?
Well, he still has his like little dinosaur ones from when he was three.
So now he wants Batman?
Yeah, he wants Batman. They're expensive.
Why don't you give him the sheets off that old bed that you had back in college?
No, you don't want those sheets. I think the sheets were even worse. Those were old. They were my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sheets. How did I get a girlfriend with those sheets?
Wait, you had turtle sheets on that gross mattress?
Yeah. I had them since I was probably 8 years old until probably about 20.
I thought you worked at Linens and Things.
Right? I did.
Why couldn't you get, you could get free sheets at Linens
and Things. No, you can't get free sheets.
Why don't you just steal them?
They only give you 25% off.
Yeah.
Trust me, I thought about it.
If they were going out of business, you should have just taken stuff.
Oh, I still thought about it a few times.
You're liquidating the stuff anyway.
Yeah. We'd be in the back and the door would be open when we were doing shipments. See? And I'd be like, man, it'd be so easy. But I couldn't. I just, in my head, I thought I'd get fired and then I'd never be able to get a job. And then
be on your permanent record.
It'd be on my permanent record. Can't do that.
What size bed does your son have?
He has a full.
I'm going to get that little boy some Batman sheets. His daddy won't get him any Batman sheets.
Told me yesterday.
Can't afford Batman sheets.
Oh, big one wheel.
I never said I wasn't going to get it for him.
He can get a skateboard.
The skateboard was a gift.
Well, they're expensive.
Yeah.
I just found some. $19.88 at Walmart.
No. Oh, the Walmart ones are legit.
Yes, $19.88 for a full.
Are they breathable? He gets hot.
Are you kidding me right now?
Breathable sheets?
Yeah, he gets hot at night.
Well, I guess if the clan can use
the tan, I don't want a sweaty kid jumping in my bed. Did you guys see what came out about Finding Dory and Finding Nemo?
What?
I don't
get updates on that.
Well, basically, Finding Nemo is all wrong.
What do you mean all wrong?
Marlin, who's Nemo's dad, would have transformed into a vicious female after his partner was eaten.
Really?
And these are claims by scientists. Yeah.
Really?
You argue with science.
So if the female partner's eaten, the male will then turn into a vicious female.
Did the scientists have any problem with talking fish? Did they want to dispute that? Did they want to dispute the turtle?
Rantberry.
Yep.
Was from California, but somehow he was caught up in the Australia water. What else do the scientists want to dispute about finding
a
Dory?
A tank to like living in the wild? They can't
Seriously.
Do that, right?
We're going to dispute that fact.
That's a very valid point. Kevin.
That's a very. I didn't think about the talking fish. That definitely is not something that came into my mind.
Obviously.
Yeah. So Marlin would have turned into Marlene. So that's what the scientists want you to know.
Thank you, scientists.
Well, you're teaching the kids
fish
the wrong
can change
stuff.
Sex.
Dumbing down the kids of America by not sharing that fact.
The scientist said it's like a Caitlyn Jenner full of the sea is full of Caitlyn Jenners, right?
Basically. Well, Caitlyn didn't lose her wife. Caitlyn was just Caitlyn.
Still,
yeah. But if Caitlyn was
so angry, you turn into a woman. Is that what that is?
I guess.
That's what the scientist said?
I guess you want revenge.
Wow.
A vicious female is what the clownfish turn into. A little fun fact for you today.
Look that up.
A little tidbit news. It's science, Jenna. You don't have to look it up.
Would Kason, like a sexy Batman? Batman sheet, sexy silk?
What
is sexy Batman?
Well, they look like kind of silk and quilted, or the typical blue. Yeah, just with
silk.
One silk?
Yeah.
You're going to get your little boy.
Your boy does
silk,
need silk
black
sheets.
Oh, yeah, silk Batman sheets.
Let's do that.
Your son doesn't need silk
yeah,
sheets.
Yeah, he does.
He'll slide right off the bed.
Every man
that's
needs
the
silk.
Bad part about silk sheets. Or is it satin? One or the other.
Both.
You just slide right off the bed.
Yeah. The slidey. Yeah, yeah, we'll do silk, Jenna. Thanks.
I need
send me that link.
I need
get
grip.
Him a robe.
Oh, you got a robe? Yeah, you got a robe. You got a Batman robe. You got a Spider-Man robe. You got all the robes. All right, we got a special edition of Love Letters to Kelly. We try to bring it to you more than once a week nowadays. Right. So we'll get to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tonight, the Bachelorette is going to the hometowns.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hometown visits tonight on the Bachelorette. And one of the guys kept telling us how he was very afraid of Rachel, the Bachelorette, meeting his dad because his dad was very different. And you thought, how bad could this be?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, they showed us the previews. And
it's bad.
He was 100% right.
This has to be a joke. This cannot be real.
The man is over the top. He has a beard and he dresses like hippie-ish,
He's
I guess.
He's like a hoodoo guru hippie kind of guy.
But, oh, wow. But an angry hippie. Like, he was mean. So that's going to be on tonight. Should be pretty good TV.
There's three white guys and one black guy left, right? And yeah. Rachel's the first black bachelorette.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
There looks like there's going to be some drama with the hometowns, which is always fun to watch. Entertaining. Not fun, but entertaining. Which then turns into fun.
Love can be fun, Jason.
Love can be fun, Alan. You know what else is fun?
What?
Doing love letters to Kelly on a Monday. What?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in my mid-20s and 3 months away from marrying my fiancé. And I'm terrified. Petrified, really. I have even had panic attacks over this. Everything seemed fine after he proposed. Then a couple months ago, this fear hit me. I voiced my concerns, but we haven't really gotten anywhere. And yes, the admission that you hate to hear. We have a one-year-old beautiful boy together. Aww. We were only dating 4 months before I got pregnant, and he's the best surprise I've ever gotten. We got engaged last December after being together for a year and a half. We do not have the same beliefs, which is my biggest concern. Mm. He's atheist, and I'm Christian.
Whoa.
But there are other issues as well. He doesn't communicate, not unless he's to the point of being upset. I know that he's fully dedicated to me and loves me, so having these feelings makes me feel guilty, but my fear is overwhelming. I don't know if I can go through with this marriage. Or do I do it for my son and pray that it works? Mm. Both options scare me. Please go easy on me. I look up to your advice. Yeah. Engaged and scared.
I'm not going to yell at you. Gosh. Well, you kind of like, you jumped in. Now you're trying to backpedal a little bit. And I mean, it is hard when she goes to the religion thing, when you're not equally yoked. Yeah. I know people are like, what's the big deal? It is a big deal when it does mean a lot to you. And then how are you going to raise a child in that household? Maybe, I mean, I would tell you just to maybe, why do you have to set the wedding date right now? Maybe you could just postpone the wedding date, but maybe you feel like you're too far in and too much money's already gone into it, so it's too late to back out. People do get cold feet and have panic attacks before weddings. I mean, JC, was there ever a moment you got a little nervous, like, what am I doing? This is permanent.
Yeah, of course you have those thoughts.
You have those moments of cold feet.
You know you love the person, but you're still, it's a commitment.
It sounds like you two still have a lot of things you need to work through before you say, I do. But you're already so deep. Yeah. I mean, let me tell you not to marry him and then raise your child in a broken home?
Some therapy
you're
might
so
help.
Deep, you're so deep in.
Yeah, it's hard.
You need to get some professional help, more than I can offer you in a little radio snippet. I don't want you to throw the whole thing out the window. I'd pray really hard for him to, to have a change of heart and hopefully maybe through seeing your light shine, maybe he'll want to have a part of that. But, all you can do is pray for him and get help. That's all I can tell you to do, and I'm sorry. I don't have a definitive answer for you on that
one. Wow, stumped Kelly.
It's not that I'm... I know what you're saying. You're in so deep, and, you got pregnant, oops, and now you're trying to make the best of a situation and do what's right for the boy. So what do you do?
They're still getting to know each other. That's the thing.
Yeah,
They're literally still in the early stages of a relationship,
for
it's tough, yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try.
I've been married to my husband for 4 years, together for 8. I'm so in love with him and so obsessed to have him. My issue is this. In the past 8 months, both of our moms have been cheated on by their husbands. My mom by my dad and so on. Lately, I find doubt and suspicion creeping in, and I'm starting to worry that this is going to happen to us. honestly, I don't know when my husband would have time to cheat. And I hear you and Jenna say all the time that women don't have to look for evidence. It's just going to eventually show itself.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get rid of this fear? I don't want this to interfere with our marriage, Brie.
Yeah, it's going to interfere, Brie. You need to let this go. Just because, you know, just don't be looking for problems where there are none. Your man has given you zero reason. You have not given me one ounce of evidence that he's given you any reason to suspect he's cheating. You've had two, you know, bad things happen to the moms in your life. That does not mean it's going to happen to you.
That's true.
You better let this go. Don't let yourself go there. I know that's easier said than done, but when I was battling really bad depression, I could allow myself to go there and I could get real funky. I could get real funky. But then, you know what? You can make a decision. Nope, I'm not going to let myself do that. I'm going to get out of the house and go do something else. You can make the conscious decision not to allow yourself to obsess on those thoughts.
Absolutely.
Change your thoughts. Don't let that stuff manifest in your brain, because it's going to start
affecting it in the universe.
Yeah, you're putting it in the universe, and it's going to affect the way you're treating your husband, and you're going to start looking at him sideways, and you're going to start like
questioning him.
Yeah, this is not good. So just let it go.
All right,
those are completely different relationships
than
the one you're
different.
In.
Has nothing to do with yours, none
but
whatsoever.
Yes, we've all done it. We understand, but don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I feel like I'm stuck in some chick flick where the girl can't get the boy to notice her.
Oh, no.
His girlfriend is terrible to him, but he won't open his eyes and notice it. I feel helpless and like it's not my place to step in.
Oh, no.
But I'm still so helplessly falling for this guy. Help me, Celine.
Oh, Celine, you need to go look something else. I mean, come on. Life is not a romantic comedy.
But his girlfriend is terrible to him.
Well, he'll figure that out on his own, or he'll marry her, and then he'll have a miserable marriage. But that's his deal. It's not yours. Let's just play this out.
Uh-huh.
You go to him and say, oh, what's a good? Blaine.
Blaine.
Some weird.
Blaine's
Blaine.
Good.
She's not the one for you. I am. She's so cruel to you. Just look at me.
But
Blaine's not going to look at you.
But she's so hot.
You're not Celine. Molly Ringwald. In real life, Molly Ringwald would have never ended up with Blaine, and you know it.
Huh.
It's just not going to happen for you, honey. You need to just let him figure that out for himself, and you need to start looking for somebody. I don't know. Get on Bumble. Do something else. You just got to distract yourself.
Hang out around the dumpster.
Quit obsessing about a situation that is pointless.
Yeah.
It's fruitless.
Doesn't exist, really.
It doesn't exist. It only exists in your head. He's over there with this girl that treats him like dirt, probably because part of him digs it.
Some guys.
And you're making it too easy with your little puppy dog eyes. No, no.
You're not into the stealing, even though.
You can't. You can. Okay, the scenario, it's not going to play out like it does in the movies. You're going to say something to him, and it's going to get all awkward, and he's never going to speak to you again.
Ooh.
He won't be able to make eye contact with you. There's nothing worse than confessing your love for someone who doesn't feel the same way, and you can never make eye contact again.
Have you ever done that?
No, I didn't have a problem with
it. Yeah.
I would just flat out tell somebody how I felt, and it was up to them to decide.
Mm. Yeah.
Al, you did, right?
I'm sure I have.
Honey number three?
Oh, yeah. That was two, but yeah.
Honey number two, that's right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And that's so humiliating and emasculating when you sit there and you finally get the guts to tell some chick that you are crazy about them, you want to spend whatever, blah, 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 blah. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like when they're on a completely different page.
Yeah, they're like, I think I'm just going to move.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.